9.9 FM.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We just keep moving on. And as we keep moving on, we keep growing in Christ, growing in stature, growing in favor, and growing in holiness as we learn to live according to the Word of God. Amen. So we are at Healing Academy today, and I'd like to open up with a prayer. So let's get started right now. Father, we just come before you and we give you all of the praise, all of the power, the honor, and the glory. We lift up the name of Jesus, your Son, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're with us here now, wherever we're at, to lead us and guide us and direct us in all truth and righteousness. Thank you, Lord, that as we hear the word on healing and we hear about the beautiful things that Jesus accomplished for us at the cross, we not only are able to walk in health and all the promises that God's given to us, but we are able to instill it into our families and our loved ones and even people we just meet and people we work with, and they too can receive the blessings and the glorious glory of God in their own lives. So we thank you for this day. We give you the praise, we give you all the glory and the honor. We thank you for this wonderful creation, this amazing earth and the way you've created it for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Amen. Now, I want you to consider your verdict. I'm going to bring you the facts on healing and what God said and what God did on healing. And then you are going to, at the end of this series, it's probably another 2 weeks, at the end of this, you're going to consider your verdict and say, do I believe this and am I going to walk in it? I've got acquisition. You see, you acquisition first and then apply the acquisition, the knowledge. You acquire the knowledge, then you apply the knowledge. So you're getting acquisition right now, and we started last week, and now you're going to hopefully consider your verdict at the end of all of this and say, you know what? I believe it now. I'm going to apply it to my life. Amen. Amen. Okay. So we started off and we said that divine healing has its source in God Himself. Healing, divine healing, the source of that is God. Now, He has got resources in medication and doctors and scientists who can mine the medication, and we use them too, but it's still all from God. God is the only healer. No doctor, no scientist, no medication can heal you. It can help you in the process of being healed. Even when they laser stuff into your body and they give you all kinds of stuff for cancer, if it works, it burns it out. It doesn't bring healing. So we know that God is the healer. But there are resources that I encourage you to use, doctors and medications and all kinds of vitamins and good things, and also take care of your body, eat correctly, exercise correctly, get enough sleep, etc., etc. But God is the actual healer, and all of healing, every bit of healing, comes from God Himself. Amen. So we looked at number one, God in the Old Testament, He healed Abimelech and his wife and his maid servants. We saw that. Then we saw that Jesus, God Himself, revealed Himself to the Israelites as Jehovah Rapha. We looked at those scriptures and we saw in both those instances, Old Covenant, how God healed people, and then God showed Himself as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, the healer. Then we showed how He healed people like Miriam and the widow's son and those bitten by serpents and Naaman. We went through all of those, and Hezekiah and David, and we saw all of that. And then we saw that Jesus Himself, because remember this, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Jesus Himself is a healer. Well, the Holy Ghost was on Jesus, but Jesus had the desire to do what His Father did, and that was heal people. And we saw that in Isaiah 43:5, spoke about Jesus, about the stripes on His back, we are healed. And then 1 Peter 2:24, who His own self, Jesus, bore our sin in His body on the cross, took the whipping, etc. And you now live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So Jesus came, and He is a healer, working with Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, We want to continue from where we left off last week, and today we're picking up, and I want you to get your Bibles out. I want you to write down notes. I want you to listen to this again. The four Gospels record 41 distinct instances of physical and mental healing, not to mention casting out demons. Alrighty, so countless healings took place. Go with me to Matthew 4. Matthew 4, please go there in your Bible, on your phone, wherever you're watching it on, and turn to verse 23 of Matthew 4. Write it down if you don't have your Bible with you. You should always have your Bible with you. Your phone can be your Bible now. I mean, you can get every translation on your phone. So you've always got the Bible available. So write it down if you don't have anything with you. And we're going to look at Matthew 4, 23. Watch here now. And Jesus, now we're talking Jesus, the Son of God, went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues. Watch here. And preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What is the gospel of the kingdom? Good news. The gospel we saw means good news. What's good news to a broke person? You don't have to be broke anymore. What's good news to a person that has got problems in their marriage? Good news is God can restore your marriage. What's good news to a sick person who's been attacked with sickness even for 25 years now? The good news is by the stripes on Jesus' back, you are healed. So it's good news. The gospel is always only good news because Jesus himself said, I've come to bring you life and to give you more abundantly in John 10:10. So watch what he says. Teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Did you see that? We're now talking Jesus. We saw the Father doing it in the Old Covenant. We're talking Jesus, and we will get to the next scripture in a minute, but watch here. Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. So every sickness, every disease, they brought the multitudes, and the multitudes came and the multitudes were healed. It's just absolutely amazing how many people got healed under the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now watch here. Then his fame, verse 24, his fame went throughout all of Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments. Wow. And those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, anything and anyone, and he healed every one of them. Now, I want you to notice the Bible doesn't say that Jesus said, this is to teach you a lesson, the sickness, or God put it on you, or you got sin in your life, or no. The Bible tells us many instances that it is of the Lord's compassion that he healed them. When he looked at somebody and saw them, he had compassion for them and he went and healed them. The woman whose son had died, the widow woman whose son had died, and they were in the funeral procession, Jesus was just walking by. But he had compassion on the widow mother. Her only son had died. And he stopped the funeral procession, and he spoke to that man that was dead, and he said, life come back in, curse the sickness out, and that man sat up alive, and he handed him to his mother. Purely from compassion, from love, from mercy. So it's not a case of, I don't know if I deserve it. None of us deserve it. But because of his compassions and his mercies and his love, he does it. Amen. Now we're talking to the children of God. This is one of your promises. By the stripes on his back, you were healed. But you've got to remember that in 1 Peter 2:24, he says, who himself bore sin in his own body, when he hung on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. That means you're born again. Then he says, by whose stripes you were healed. So you've got to be born again in order for the promises of God to come on your life. Can you say amen to that? Give me a thumbs up, give me a something, but you need to get God going and instill him in all your family members. Amen. So he says, watch here. I mean, then his family went throughout all Syria. Imagine if we just went throughout all of Port St. Lucie and got every sick person. Imagine that. You come. Now, I should imagine there'd be quite a few people that would come. If they knew without a doubt they were going to get healed, there would be many, many people who would come. And those who couldn't get you, people would take them in wheelchairs and stretchers and ambulances and get them to wherever they're going to get healed. Can you imagine the droves of people, the multitudes? The Bible says great multitudes, in many instances, great multitudes. And we know that a multitude could be anything from 5,000 to 25,000 people. Now, watch here. He brought all the sick people from all of Syria, throughout Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with different and various diseases and torments. You see, schizophrenia is a tormenting spirit. Listen, abuse from upbringing and growing up and a family member or someone abused you as a child, that's a mental disorder that can hold you in bondage for years and you can't let go and forgive and forget and move forward. God heals that kind of stuff as well. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up all their wounds. Come on, listen to what God does. Brought all the sick with all kinds of torments. Do you know bipolar is a tormenting spirit that God will heal? Now, if you limit God, then God's limited to operate in your life. But if you have total faith, trust, and belief in God Almighty, all things now become possible. And if you speak it out of your mouth, fully persuaded, it will take place. That's good news to me. Isn't that good news to you? It's good news to me. Now watch here. All various and all kinds of diseases and torments, and those that were demon-possessed, with epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them all. It didn't say to one, no, God's going to teach you something. No, this is for some other reason. No, this is going to train you up. This is teaching. He said none of that nonsense that a lot of well-meaning Christians try to project onto people of God. And when you hear, well, God put the sickness on me to teach me something, well, then you'll think, well, if he put it on me, I can stand against the devil, but I can't stand against God. I can bind the devil, but I can't stand bind God. So if God's will is for me to have that, I want God's will in my life, so I'm just going to live with it. That's a lie from the devil, from the pit of hell. God never said to one person, even when they came to Jesus and said, this person born blind, whose sin was it from? Was it from him or his parents? And he said, neither, but I'm going to show you the glory of God. I'll heal anything and anyone. And he healed that man right there. He said, neither. God doesn't do that stuff. God doesn't do things to you to train you up. He teaches you through the Word and the Holy Spirit.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates, Financial and Estate Planning, family-owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program,